More than a dozen people gathered outside the Hawaii State Department of Education building. Organizers from the Kumuhina Project led the crowd to the fourth floor. That's where they presented their petition, all 160 pages, to the Board of Education.
The feeling of inadequacy, it is the feeling of being less than, and it is the feeling of being unappreciated.
Hina Wongkalu is part of the Kumuhina Project. She says it's important that the DOE establish clear guidelines to protect transgender students from discrimination and ensure a safe environment for all genders.
It's about fairness, equity, and a sense of dignity for all of our students, transgender or not.
Without an official statewide policy, schools and parents have been left to figure things out on their own. Wendy Wink is the mother of Kai, a second grader who now goes by Kylie.
She is 7 years old. She just transitioned to being a girl.
Wink says Kylie had some challenges early on, especially when she decided to announce her transition at school.
School had no idea how to deal with it. They were given no tools. It was kind of like, oh gosh, we have no idea what to do.
Wink spent much of her time working with the school's staff and psychologist, discussing everything from changing pronouns to bullying to knowing which bathroom Kylie could use.
What they needed was a plan, and the DOE should have provided that for them and all schools. Something solid that they could have taken with them and used to move Kylie through the transition.
Right now, the DOE handles situations like Kylie's on a case-by-case basis, says DOE spokeswoman Donalyn De La Cruz.
I do understand that various communities would like to see us move faster on, but we want to make sure it's done right and that we do it in the most legal way and most sensitive way.
For the last 7 months, the DOE has been working on draft transgender guidelines. They've looked at best practices from other states, like California and New York.
Making sure that those who work in our schools understand, you know, what transgender is. What is gender nonconforming? Do we understand what this means and how to address these situations appropriately?
The draft guidelines are currently being reviewed by the Attorney General's office and will be presented to the board on June 7th. The DOE says they hope to have them ready by the next school year. Molly Solomon for HPR News.